Welcome to Speeding the Word, coming to you from the JARS Center in Waxhaw, North Carolina, where JARS speeds Bible translation for all people. Now our host, Arthur Lightbody.
Today we get to visit with some gentlemen from Brigade Air. They're here at JARS for a Brigade Air camp. We're going to find out a bit about what it's all about. And we've got a pilot. How are you today,
Ken? Doing very good. Thank you for having me.
And here we are at an aviation camp for young people. And tell us what Brigade Air is.
Brigade Air is essentially a program designed to kind of pique youth's interest in mission aviation and get them interested in it and see if it's something that they may be called to do down the road and get them acquainted with the airplane and with aviation in general and then also with how it's used in the mission field.
This is a time you give up vacation time
yes,
as a volunteer?
Yes, it's a volunteer.
You're not paid.
Oh, no, no.
Brigade Air, tell us again, what's the purpose?
Essentially, it's just to acquaint youth with the world of aviation and how it plays a part in missionaries and the logistical troubles that they have and how they are overcome by using mission aviation.
Do you take them up, give them lessons?
We do. We don't really give them lessons, so to speak. We bring them up, take them up in the airplane, and get them used to just flying straight and level and some turns and do some stalls and so forth.
That's great. It might even lead to being a mission pilot
at
JARS or one of
right.
our partners, MAF, or one of the many organizations that
that's
finds
right.
they need aviation to get
mm-hmm.
their mission done. So there's a lot of logistics in this, and you're helping the guys move from place to place and keep them through the program.
Yeah, well, I'm also a pilot, but then a counselor as well,
mm-hmm.
chaperone, if you will.
So it's a very unique camp.
It is.
I can remember some of these things when I was a young kid that maybe it involved making model airplanes and talking to church about aviation, but these people get to fly. What's the typical age? What do the ages run in?
Usually between 13, 14, all the way up to 17 or 18.
Okay, let's talk to Zach now. Okay, we're talking to Zach. How are you, Zach?
Wonderful. Thank you for having me today.
So you've been down around Waxhaw before. You've been here?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I have.
You got some kind of connection here?
Not really, just a love for JARS and aviation.
Now, how old were you? Do you remember the first time you ever went for a ride in an airplane?
It was actually here at JARS about a year ago, actually.
Wow.
But my grandfather has been teaching me a lot about airplanes, and he really got my interest going.
So you're thinking of going into aviation, being a pilot?
Well, I'm not sure if I want to go into the mission field. I'm not mm-hmm. quite sure about that, but, you know, I know that God will lead me in any way that he wants me to go, and I just need to stay in his word, and he'll guide me.
What did you do today in the program? Tell us about your day.
Well, today I actually got up a little bit later. We had breakfast at 7 o'clock, and then I got to fly this morning in the Cessna 150. It's a great training plane. I really loved it. We flew from JARS to Rock Hill and then to Chester, and we got to do all the navigation and really fly the airplane, so that was fun.
You took the controls?
Yes, sir.
How does that work? The dual controls?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. It's great. And this morning I actually got to sit on the pilot seat, so I had control of the airplane, and it was great.
But you don't get to land the plane.
No, sir. I wish I did, but that might not work out so good.
How old does one have to be to have a general pilot's license to fly?
I believe 16. I believe we have to be
To be able to solo. You have done all the steps and all the lessons.
Yes, sir.
So that could be not too far away.
I'm thinking when I turn about 15, I'm going to start to get lessons and really pursue it. And then maybe by 16, on my 16th birthday, I can have my first solo flight. I'm actually hoping that I'll be able to fly a plane before I drive a car.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that'd be great.
We're talking to Tyler now, another one of the campers here. How are you, Tyler?
I'm great. How are you?
Because I know you from church. I see you around. And I just found out about your interest in aviation. When was the first time you ever got up in an airplane? Has it been a while?
First time I ever flew in helio here in a small airplane was, I think, about 2 years ago on JARS Day. Mm-hmm. But I've flown in jets.
Larger commercial planes, yeah. Missions. I understand you're interested in possibly going into missions to be a missionary. Is this something you are considering?
Yes, I just started an interest in that 2 weeks ago. When I heard that I was coming to the camp, I just thought about how cool it would be if I was a missionary pilot.
Have you thought before about missions in general?
No, I'd never really thought about it before this camp came to an option.
Well, we're glad you were able to come a couple years ago, and our listeners can go on our website and find out about Jars Day, and they can, we won't let them take the controls of a Helio Courier. Tyler mentioned the Helio Courier, a Helio, which is a very excellent short takeoff and landing plane, but you can surely have a ride in one or a Cessna or a helicopter here, and we still need pilots. We need people to help get to the remote areas, and other mission groups do too. Did you get controls of a plane today?
Yes, I did. We actually did a cross-country today, which we took off, and I got the controls maybe a minute after we took off and got up into the air.
How old are you?
I'm 14.
Now, what did you do on the controls? Did you make it go up and down?
I climbed a little bit with it to get to 3,000 feet where we were cruising at, but I was mostly just staying at the position that we're supposed to go to get to the checkpoint, which was Rock Hill Airport, I think.
So how did it feel? The pilot's there, obviously. He can take the control any time, but what was it like to know I'm in control?
I had never thought that I would ever be able to take control of a plane. I had always thought about it flying since I was really little and wanting to fly a plane, but I never thought it would ever happen, and it did at this camp.
Now, are you thinking of going on and taking the steps to a private license like Zach as a first step?
I'm considering that. I think I'm probably going to end up doing that, too.
How about you? Has there been a Bible verse that's been special to you as you think of, you know, at age 15? Did you say 15?
14.
14, what you're doing with your life? Has God been using His Word?
Yeah, He has. He has led me to this camp, and that which had sparked an interest into me to become a missionary pilot, possibly.
So what happens after today? Today, of course, it's Thursday, and people won't be hearing this for a while. And there's one more day, and more of the same. Are you getting lessons, too? Are you learning in class how to fly a plane?
Yes, we have ground school every day, once or twice. We learned how to wash the airplane today. Yesterday we went to the metal shop and did riveting and made a part for an airplane. We also learned how to clean the windshields of them.
That's exciting. I went by there and you told me you were really excited we might get to wash a plane.
Yeah.
That's part of it, right? And maintenance work and other work's part of it too, and that's important too. Thanks, Tyler.
You're welcome.
We're talking with one of the pilots here with the Brigade Air program. Now, it just happens to be at JARS. It's not at JARS every week of the summer. There's other locations. What are some of the other locations that it's been? New York, Florida?
I think that they do it in Florida. They do it up in Maine. And there are some places on the West Coast and in the Midwest as well. I'm not sure exactly where.
Okay. I see they have a place, Columbia, California. I'm looking at the website printout. And so there might be a place closer for families to send someone. Can you give us a website where people, website, email, phone number or something? How would people find out?
Yeah, it's brigadeair.org, Chris.
One word, brigadeair.org. Great organization, really neat. What about people like yourself? Does the organization need more volunteers to help and staff to be counselors of these programs?
We always use more pilots, planes, and counselors, sure. Always looking for more.
For those of you that are interested in aviation, that are Christians, and want to work with some young people, some really neat young people, go to the website, check it out, contact Brigade Air. Anything else you'd like to ask for, prayer, considerations?
No, we just are very appreciative for the JARS organization for allowing us to have this camp here at their facility. Great facility for the camp, probably one of the best facilities and one of the best camps of all the locations just because of the fact that we do have missionaries here. They are speaking every night, giving their testimonies. The kids are able to go into the metal shop and fabrication shops and so forth. So it's just a good venue for this camp.
Thank you, fellas. It happened, well, I asked you, it happens to be fellas here, our young ladies.
We had two girls last year, and they are very encouraged to come. We didn't have any the first year, but we did have two last year, and they're absolutely welcome.
I think the first pilot for MAF was a woman, Betty Green. And she flew one of our first JARS planes down to Peru. And we do have one woman pilot in organization. So it's not just for the guys, it's for everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you.